It's 8 minutes past seven. Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thank you, Audrey. The death of farmer Michael Gain is the front page story in almost all the papers this morning, and the news that a man has been arrested on suspicion of his murder. Neil Michael's photo on the front page of the Examiner shows two of Michael Gain's friends and an undertaker lifting a coffin from a cattle shed on his farm and putting it into a hearse. The other news preoccupying all the papers this morning are figures relating to Irish homes. The Independent has two stories on one page. The first tells us that the surge in property prices means that new mortgages have soared by 80% in a decade. Beneath that, the paper carries that news that for the first time, average rents across the nation have gone over €2,000 a month. The Irish Times carries the same news about rent and over the page reports that new home starts are now at their lowest since 2016. In their coverage of the rent story, the Irish Daily Mail gives figures from each city, with Limerick coming out worst, with an increase in monthly rent of over 20%. Beside that, the Mail reports that Chinese investors have been encouraged to buy property here, precisely because of our housing crisis. The investors are advised that property prices will continue to rise because of the growing population and the lack of new land for building. There is hope, though, according to the front page of The Examiner, which says that a new state savings plan will finance new house construction. But reading the article, you soon see that the plan is just being considered by government. Inside The Examiner, those who used to be in government are featured in a two-page spread. It's entitled After the Dáil and is about former TDs and their lives now. They include Eamon Ryan, Michael Ring, Heather Humphreys, Simon Coveney and Brendan Griffin. Brendan Griffin says he now enjoys doing the school run. He's writing a children's book and he loves no longer being public property. Over the page, those still in the Dáil are being taken to task by medical consultant Suzanne Crowe. She says the new mental health bill is making one very serious mistake. It allows for people experiencing psychosis to be detained against their will, but once in a mental hospital, it also allows them to refuse treatment. Suzanne Crowe says this is a misguided attempt to protect the human rights of someone who may believe that they're being spied upon and that doctors are evil scientists trying to drain their blood. Dr. Crowe says she often treats young people whose parents have begged her to involuntarily treat their children for mental illness. She ends her analysis by saying that this incomprehensible flaw in the bill must be amended urgently. That's in The Examiner. In other front page stories, The Echo says that so-called robot trees have been removed from Cork city centre. These were large units full of moss designed to scrub the nearby air of pollutants. Apparently, the council says they didn't work as well as they'd hoped. The Irish News front page carries the story that a Belfast-born businessman who's been charged with insurance fraud in the United States could face a prison sentence of 635 years. He denies the charges. And the front page of the Belfast Telegraph carries an apology from a Stormont minister. It follows a comment he made during a conference in Belfast last week. He noted that all the good-looking women were sitting at the front of the audience. The conference was on female empowerment.